everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
A celebration you wait years and years for. Nick Bosa planting the flag on Baker Mayfield. A celebration you wait a week for. Yadier Molina. Here's what happened to Aroldis Chapman celebrating the ALDS. And then there's Marcus Morris. Boop. Our national panel. Let's go.
Is it a boop?
It was a bonk.
Yeah, it was more of a bonk. Okay.
More of a bonk for me.
A bop?
Okay.
Good. We'll get to that. Bop. San Francisco 49ers are 4-0. Somehow that's being overshadowed by the fact the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns. So we're going to start with the 4-0 49ers. A perfect September. 4-0 for the first time since Montana. 1990. Their point differential, second best in the league. What you saw last night, Clinton Yates, how real is it? Could the 49ers be contenders? Could the 49ers be the best team in the NFC?
I think they're absolutely contenders, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I saw a Kyle Shanahan coach team that looked like a well-oiled machine, and there is no looking back. They had 572 yards of offense. That is unbelievable. 9+ runs of 10 or more yards, 8.41, you know, average per play. I'm sorry. They looked incredible in terms of how that offense was going, and that wasn't even their best part of the field. I love the way Emmanuel Mosley looked as a cornerback in that situation. I love the way Bosa dominated the line. I'm sorry. I can't believe this. Niners are for real, and there's just no way to say no. Look at the football. It was pretty
favorite in the NFC? Are you going that big?
I'm not going to call them the favorite simply because I don't know how Garoppolo is going to hold up. But right now, they are more than contenders. They are in the discussion.
Woody Page, what did you see from San Francisco last night?
I saw a quarterback that looks like the same one that they acquired a couple of years ago. He's 10-2 when he starts games. Garoppolo was totally in control of that game offensively. Kyle Shanahan does a great job of putting the right people in the right place. And, for instance, Kittle. I mean, people really hadn't paid attention to Kittle until last year. He goes for another touchdown last night, and one of the other offensive linemen had said to him, you're going to score on this play because it's a perfect play. I like Kyle Shanahan because he learned from one of the best in terms of how to run an offense. Defensively, though, that's the key here, is they're getting defensive pressure. Yeah. Their defensive line, as John Lynch said after the game last night, has been ferocious. Would I make them the favorites in the NFC? No. It's a team that can get to the wild card, though. They've got 4 games left against the Rams and the Seahawks, and they got a game coming up against the Saints. We're not ready to declare them anything more than a potential wild card team.
What did you see from San Francisco last night?
Woody, don't you think they have a good shot at winning the division, though? Don't you think they stack up and compare favorably to these other teams in the divisions? Now, yes, you don't want to vault them ahead of, say, Seattle and Russell Wilson right away, but Garoppolo is putting together a nice stretch, 10-2. What happens as defensive coordinators get more film on them, though? That's the challenge. A crazy fact last night, the fact that Baker Mayfield has actually started more games in his career than Garoppolo has at this point. But it's not just Garoppolo. They have the strong running game that's averaged 200 rushing yards per game, including 275 last night. And in a league in which we're starting to see a return to running, right? We saw the Colts take down the Chiefs using their running game. Maybe that will be what carries them.
And Bob Ryan, your view of this team?
which is that going into this game, I was thinking, you know, they're 3-0 and no one's talking about them. I hate to use that cliche, under the radar. You can pick your own, you know, reference point. But you think about this. All the teams that get fixated upon by other people. Green Bay always, Aaron Rodgers. The Bears with the defense. The Cowboys. Nobody was talking about the 49ers. Okay, now we've got a good look at them with that last night. I think everything people have been saying about them is evident. But how good are they really? Hey, they're in the same position as most teams in this league. Almost any team that's any good, you say, well, who they played? Because it looks like there's a lot of teams that are
terrible. True, okay.
The Patriots,
yeah, that might be a mark against them in the 4-0 record. But
So that's true about so many people. True. So what I'm saying is, are they in the mix? Yes, they're in the mix.
4-0 for the first time since Montana. Does that surprise anybody? Not even Steve Young after that? I mean, Yates, this is a team that is finally getting to a place that they always felt like they belong, don't you think?
The stat that surprises me is not anything having to do with Montana. It's the fact that Bosa was the first defensive player to have two sacks, a forced fumble, and one picked up from the defense for the first time in 20-odd years. That's crazy to me.
I'm making the point about San Francisco arriving at a place because everyone thought the Cleveland Browns were going to be arriving at that place this season. They're not. Major malfunction on the Browns again last night. Let's talk about it. The critique on Baker Mayfield going in. He only goes right. And is he a one-read quarterback? 8 of 22, 13 passer rating, not going to silence that. Bosa wanted him and got him, flag planted. Sherman wanted him and got him, about 2 minutes into the game. Sherman was upset about the pregame handshake, said Baker didn't shake his hand. We have a video exchange before the toss. Does that look like a handshake to you? After the toss, is there a snub here? Who knows? It's ridiculous, though, that this is even part of the conversation. Let's start with Baker Mayfield, 8 for 22, J.A. What do you see as the source of his problems?
Well, he was being flattened and put on his back by Bosa last night. That was the biggest issue for him. But consistently, what we've seen emerge throughout this season is that when they get in goal-to-go situations, he's as likely to throw an interception as he is a touchdown, statistically, two of each so far in those situations. Now, you could argue that it was a drop pass, that maybe he shouldn't be blamed for that one last night. But we see he does get shaky. He does get pressured. So he's not cool and calm in those critical situations. In the red zone, when you have to make smart decisions, when the back goal line is acting as a 12th defender, he is not coming through in those critical moments.
Brian?
Well, they've caught up to him, I think. I mean, they being the other teams, the defenses. He's just reality check here about how good he really is. He's got a lot to learn. You know, he got overhyped because of the, you know, remember, everything that they did last year was overhyped because they were of what the bar was. The bar was so low with the Browns. Remember when they got a tie, we got excited. Oh my God, they didn't lose. This is where they're starting from. And he's a microcosm of that as an individual about overrating his achievements. You know, I think people just got too excited too soon on him. Mm-hmm.
When you hear the criticism, Clinton Yates, I'll turn to you. One-read quarterback only goes right. Then you see it play out in the field last night. Are you beginning to think the Browns might not have what they thought they had?
I think the Browns have what they thought they had. I think they just don't know how to use it from an execution standpoint. I mean, I don't disagree about Baker Mayfield and his tough, you know, his inability to read defenses. But he's also running for his life. You talked about J.A., the one pick that went off the hands. He avoided as many sacks as he took in that game, as far as I'm concerned. But overall, I think this is a situation where Woody talks about looking at the schedule all the time. The Browns have had a little bit too much pressure considering this preseason hype. They've had a ton of games in primetime. And for a guy like Baker, whose sensibility is one to talk up games, I don't think this has worked in their favor. I think that this is something where he's been very much under the spotlight, and even though that might be what he thinks he wants, it hasn't worked out well because they have a leadership issue in terms of him being the only one on the front lines between Odell, between that coach and him. All you hear about is Baker Mayfield. They got all sorts of talent. They got to find a way to use it, and that's on the coach.
Woody Page?
The 49ers have beaten now three teams from the AFC North, and guess what? Cleveland can still win the AFC North. It's such an average division overall when you look at it. So I don't know that you can just throw them on the dumpster fire at this point. But in regard specifically to Mayfield, you've got two of the best wide receivers in all of football, and they get 6 receptions last night. I mean, if he's going to just not read the defense, stare at those two guys and say, I'm going to give you the chance to make a play here. But, I mean, my goodness, when you get an OBJ and you got Landry and one has 2 receptions and the other's 4 and you don't even target them, I think that's a mistake. But he's got an offensive line that's not allowing him to have any time actually to look down the field. He's got to get outside the pocket, and once he gets out the pocket, we know where he's going. He's going right. That's where everybody on defense heads.
You know, you bring up the Beckham of it all, Woody. I mean, he did have the pass thrown. He had a running play early on in the game. Then they threw a pass toward him. You could see that they were at least thinking, we need to get him more involved, and none of it's working. Adonai, a last word here?
Well, people get mad at them for the hype. They didn't put themselves on magazine covers, so I blame the people that failed to take into account this organization hasn't done anything deserving of
blame you people. That's my job here, J.A. Adonai. Yeah. I guess the professor's fine. We'll have a wave of mutes. You know what needs a wave of mutes? This whole handshake conversation that Richard Sherman wants. We've got three pieces of video here. Three pieces of video. Sherman today was posting photos. He brought photos to a video fight. Clinton, what are you seeing here?
Richard Sherman, once again, has a lot of time on his hands. And as you know, some people just got time on certain days. I don't understand why he's doing all this. First of all, that is clearly a half of a dap at minimum. If somebody did that to an NFL quarterback, they might get flagged and they get a half a sack recorded in the books. But overall, why are you yelling at people about what their overall stances were about the Niners? Niners, we could have changed our minds. You could have proved us to believe things. He's out here telling people, if you thought this in week one, you should think this now. No, you're a good team. I understand you want to motivate yourself, but there's nothing wrong with simply achieving and letting people believe you're better than they thought they were. It's okay.
Dap detected. So, yeah, I mean, first of all, you don't want to go back and forth with too many people on social media anyway, as we've seen this week, but certainly don't want to do it when the video evidence is on their side.
Woody Page?
Yeah, in regard to that, I mean, so Baker walked away afterward, but they touched hands. That was enough. My goodness, Richard, you won the game.
Bob, I feel silly even asking you this question. If you want to respond to this whole, you know, when tap
I,
it up.
When I first heard it, I said Richard Sherman is probably speaking for many because Baker Mayfield's a loudmouth, hasn't done anything. Now we realize when we see the contrary evidence that it's just Richard Sherman being Richard Sherman. He cannot help himself. He's compulsively trying to get in the news. And so, you know,
to be clear, I love this story. Richard Sherman.
I know you do. Buy or sell is next. Let's go around the horn.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Rays and Astros, prime time tonight. How about this game in the prime time? How about Houston approaching this game for throwing Justin Verlander on 3 days rest? Verlander asked A.J. Hinch to do it. This will be the second time in his career. Tampa counters with opener Diego Castillo. Bob, is this the right call in this potential closeout game, but technically not a must-win game for the Astros?
I was initially wary of it because I know recent history when people try these things, it doesn't work out so well. He has done it once before. I'm okay with it because I think they're looking for maybe 5 good innings, and if he has a good low pitch count, maybe they can get more, and then they go from there. But I think they want to set a tone, let the world know that they're back after that bad night last night.
Jay Adonde?
Verlander is old school. He can suck it up and grind through the innings, and they'll only ask him to go 4 or 5, I bet. That's what the Yankees did out of their starters in sweeping the Twins. That's modern baseball, but you've got an old school guy who can pitch on short rest and get away with it.
Woody Page?
You guys are talking about if he's pitching 4 or 5 innings, he's not pitching well. I would have held him off for the 5th game. You start him, you'd have Cole come out of the bullpen if he messed up at that point. What a combination you could have for the last game. No.
And Yates.
I don't have a problem with this at all from Hinch. It's not a panic move. It's a break glass in case of emergency, and the fire extinguisher in this case is Justin Verlander. Everybody knows what he brings to the table. As far as an intimidation standpoint, there's a verb. You got Verlander. They sell it on T-shirts. That's what he wants out of this guy right now, and I think he's going to
get it. Wait, you lost me there. You said it's not a panic move. This is a break the case emergency, being up 2-1.
Yes, he knows what is behind the glass in case he needs to get to it. He's not just scrambling to do anything. He's going to the thing that he knows is going to work, and that's Justin Verlander.
They're up 2-1 in the ALDS, and they hope to be playing 3 more weeks of baseball. That's the question, whether you want to go to Verlander now and have him push it maybe past the number. All right, we'll move on. Fire Cell 2, the Play the Right Way series. Cardinals and Braves. They get an off day, everybody, so they can judge everybody else and what's going on before game 5 tomorrow. Molina's bat throw was just immense, incredible. The throat splash was a throat splash. All of it was a callback to Acuna's gesticulation last week when everybody had the vapors. Woody Page, in this series, with the Cardinals and Braves trying to do everything the right way, how did you see Molina?
Well, they're not doing it all the right way, but they're not being paid much attention to. Maybe they will be now. I'm giving Molina a pass. The guy's been in the league for 15 years. He's been in playoffs 10 years. He did it again last night.
He did it.
I am happy with him in the whole series. I'm enjoying
it. He definitely did it. He had the two biggest at-bats of the game and of the series for them. The point is, Cardinals had a lot of problems with what the Braves were doing, Acuna especially. Adande, how did you see Molina?
I'd rather see an old-timer like Molina get caught up in the youngsters' actions than a 28-year-old like Carlos Martinez with the antiquated notion that you got to throw at somebody's head just because they flipped a bat on you. And, yes, this series epitomizes that play loud and let them play all the advertising MLB is trying to do. This is what you get when you have those ads, and they're living up to it.
Bob Ryan.
Number one, you tell me what's out of bounds in 2019. You know, everything goes.
No, the Cardinals and Braves will tell you. They have no problem telling you, Bob Ryan.
But they're both full of it. You know that.
Thank you.
We all know it. Number two, I love this series. It's a passionate series between two teams who think the world has ignored them. The Braves went about their business all year, and in the end, the Nats got more attention by finishing behind them. The Cardinals, nobody was paying attention to them except in Milwaukee. They're both playing with chips on their shoulders, and they both want to show the world, hey, you all think it's about Washington, about the Dodgers, but it's about us. No, I love this.
Lane Yates.
Yeah, I expect the suspension to be coming down on Molina from the Cardinals any day now, considering his antics. But the guy tied the game.
I think you're being sarcastic.
Of course, he should be able to celebrate. And Acuna ran out of ground rule double. It's amazing. We're talking about this kind of stuff. There's a pretty good baseball series going on as well. Pay attention, folks.
Buy or sell three, Nationals forcing game five as well. Ryan Zimmerman, original Nat founding father. Clinton Yates, this is your account. What do you buy? What do you sell from L.A. not being able to close this one out?
I'm buying the fact that the Nats got every single thing they paid for last night in Max Scherzer in terms of him taking the bump and really coming with a big start and keeping a guy like Zimmerman around. Mr. National, people loved that moment, not just for him, but for the team. But I'm also buying the fact that the Dodgers going back to Chavez Ravine gives them the confidence they need with Walker Buehler on the mound. I don't think it means they're going to win, but I understand that I believe that they're really dialed in a way that they probably need to
be. Page? Past
the Nats.
For Clinton Yates and all the people that are in the control room, congrats to the Nats. They've gotten as far as they could possibly go. They're going now to L.A. to finish it off.
Oh, you think this is it for them? You think they got their last win? That's it? That last night was an aberration? Adande, how should L.A. feel about not being able to close it out? And how should Washington feel about forcing this game five?
They both should feel like this is unfolded as expected. The Nationals took advantage when they had Scherzer and Strasburg on the mound. Those two have allowed 5 runs in 22 innings. The rest of the pitching staff has allowed 16 runs in 22 innings. So it all comes down to, can the Dodgers take advantage when those other pitchers are on the mound?
Bob Ryan.
The Dodgers fans won't have to worry about them losing 3 World Series in a row because it's the Nats whose time has come. And that home run by Zimmerman was the baseball gods smiling down upon Washington saying, it's your year, baby. And they got the right guy going in the Game 5. They are going to the World
Series. You believe in that. You believe in the momentum. You believe in that next starting pitcher.
No, it's not momentum. Yeah. It's fate.
It's fate. Momentum. Sorry. Yes.
You're bigger.
Destiny, fate, momentum.
With the net.
Mirrors, magic wands. Sorry to say, Woody Page. Loved every word you had today, Woody. Bob Ryan. But it's Yates and Adande in showdown. Two guys who will show it down the right way with the unwritten rules. What are you guys out of your mind with the Braves and Cardinals? They are so in your face.
There's Crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Zion, preseason debut. He can dunk. Pelicans preseason debut. Lonzo hits threes now. Clinton Yates, Jay Adane, welcome to Showdown. Clinton, what about the Pelicans caught your eye?
It got to be Lonzo Ball. We know that Zion is a dunker, but the man and the player that Lonzo has grown into. Look out, y'all. The Pelicans are more than just a league pass special at this point. Come on, y'all.
I feel this was the most accurate preseason game we've seen because this will tell us what we can expect in the regular season, and that's lots of Zion Williamson highlights. Within a couple minutes, he had taken over Twitter last night, him dunking, him coming down the break and dunking again. This is what it's going to be every night that he's playing throughout the 2019-20 season.
Glenn, you said more than the league pass. You had them as a playoff team?
Not quite, but I'll certainly tune in whenever they play in the first game of those national doubleheaders.
Why didn't you deliver that like you were a radio guy? Okay, thank you very much. We'll give the point to Adonis then. Mystic Sun tonight. Will tonight be Washington's night for a championship? Can the Sun force Game 5? Elena Deladon will play again. Back herniated, spasming. She had enormous Game 3. What are you expecting tonight, Jay?
I'm expecting her to show leadership again. Yes, she's not at her best, but by being out there, it forces everyone else to give their all, because if she can play with that bad back, they got to play with whatever situations they're dealing with.
Yeah, but the Willis Reed effect is something that they already did once. I'm expecting far more limited minutes. Mike Tebow said last game he was keeping her to 4-minute spurts. They already broke a record for threes hit. I don't think that they necessarily even need her tonight to win this game and take home the championship. I'd save her for the House that Shamequa built.
You'd sit her tonight? You wouldn't play her in a game. You wouldn't pay her in the closeout game right now. You would keep her fresh.
I don't think they need her to win this game, and I think that the effect they wanted, they already have.
That is a hot take from Yates. We'll give him a point.
Some Verlander.
We'll move on. Trae Young through the legs of J.J. Redick. That's playful. Marcus Morris off the head of Justin Anderson. What is this? Jimmy Haskell of USA Today said he could be facing a suspension. Clinton, suspension worthy?
If this were the regular season, it would certainly be a suspension. Shouts to J.J. Redick, by the way, for the Matador defense to a T. But in a preseason game, come on. He threw a bow, which is probably more of a suspendable effort, frankly, in my opinion, than that little bunk, which was just to let him know, get out my face, fam. I don't need this.
I don't care if it's preseason or regular season. Anytime the key verb in the news story about this was bopped, as in he bopped him in the head with the basketball, how seriously can you take it? Can you get suspended for a bop? I don't think so. You know, it was just a little incident that happened. Okay, kick him out of the game, but you don't need to suspend
him. Oh, you don't think this is more disrespectful than this is disrespectful, J.A., to do that to a grown man playing basketball? Oh, whoo, points, game, FaceTime, Clinton Yates.
I want to talk about a special moment that happened last night at Nats Park. Alexander Ovechkin, whom we all know won a Stanley Cup with the Capitals, came out and threw the first pitch. Before that, he dapped up Ryan Zimmerman, who we talked about earlier in the show, as Mr. National. It was a great moment for DC Sports, but most importantly, Alex Ovechkin revealed he is part of the Sweat Short gang, one that I'm a part of. Listen, children, wherever you go, if you want to be comfortable, wear sweat shorts. If you want to dress it up for errands or anything else, put a little button down on over it. Comfort over everything else. Ovechkin, I love you for telling the world that that's what you're supposed to wear in a big-time moment if you want to be comfortable as well as funky. That's all we got to say.
This is what you choose for 30 seconds, a big-time moment?
Sweat short squad, Tony. I'm here for it. I'm wearing them right now.
I'm a regular short.
That's going to do it, folks. Thanks for coming around. We're on a 23 and a half hour break. We'll see you tomorrow around the horn.
You have to choose.